There's a football game that's going to be played in Las Vegas Sunday, I'm told. It's called the Super Bowl. Alex Highsmith with the Pittsburgh Steelers is a Wilmington native. He played at Charlotte. He was a, all-conference player there, and he is now a standout linebacker with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And he joins us on the Adam Gold Show. My birdies tell me that you are out in Vegas, so thanks for getting up probably earlier than most people get up in Vegas. How you doing?
I'm actually in Wilmington, back in my hometown.
Oh, so,
I'm on Eastern time.
Oh, so good for you.
I'm all up and everything.
Oh, nice. Thank you so much for coming on. Let me just ask you a couple of things about the game, and we're going to talk about the second annual golf tournament to support your foundation, which is coming up March 25th. And we want to get as many people out there as possible. When you're going through, you know, a week and you're preparing to play against either Mahomes or Purdy, obviously the preparation is different in some ways. Talk to me about how you prepare for Mahomes.
Yeah, I mean, he's the best of the best. You know, he's the best at what he does, and so he's someone you got to take seriously when you prepare for him. He's someone that you just got to be on your piece. You can't mess up. You can't miss assignments. Because if you do, he's going to exploit them. And if you leave somebody wide open, he's going to find them. And so, but he's someone who makes those crazy throws and makes those crazy plays. And it's all about keeping him in the pocket, too. He's someone who's he can extend plays when he needs to. He can get out and run, and he can make those throws on the run. And so I think whenever we've played him, I think our focus has been keeping him in the pocket and stuff, because we know that he tries to find those big gap step-up lanes. And so we just got to – when we do prepare to play him, I think it's just about keeping him in the pocket and just really getting after him and creating pressure.
How do you stay in touch with a receiver if you're in coverage and still keep an eye on where he is? It's so difficult. I know, you know, dopes like me sit at home and go, man, if the guy in coverage just turned around, he could have intercepted the ball. But it's hard to do both, isn't it?
No doubt. I play some coverage sometimes too. You know, I'm mainly a pass rusher, so get after him in that way, but there's also times where I'm in coverage, and we know that in those plays where the quarterback is extending, where he's running out of the pocket and trying to make plays, it's important to plaster and really lock in on your man, because like a lot of times those receivers just gonna you know, not even run the route that they were supposed to. They see him start to scramble and they're gonna run their own thing and try to get open. And so it's really just about staying locked on your man for sure.
And I know you guys dealt with Brock Purdy, I believe it was in the opener. And we don't have to talk about the actual game, but when you watch film on him, I mean, I know he's different, but isn't he a little bit more or a lot more athletic than people want to give him credit?
Yeah, absolutely. He's very dynamic, and he can do both. Just like I was saying with Mahomes, he can also extend and make plays as well, and he did that against us week one. I think he ran for couple first downs and making throws in the run, and so he's a dangerous guy, and he deserves a lot of respect and everything that, you know, he's done. You know, he's worked for it, and so I know he's gonna, you know, go out there and, you know, have a great game come Sunday. And so, but he's someone that just like as well, you just got to keep him in the pocket and just really create pressure and get after him, and he's got a lot of weapons to throw to. And so I'm just excited to watch the game and watch Pat and Brock compete against each other.
Alex Highsmith, Steelers linebacker, is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Did you hear Cam Newton's comments about game changer versus game manager? Because he was basically saying there's like three or four game changers, Lamar or Josh Allen or maybe Joe Burrow. What do you make of conversations like that?
I mean, in the day, I know that the guys who are out there and the guys who are winning are out there making plays, and anybody can be a game changer. If you're out on the field and you have a helmet and you have an opportunity to make a play, you have an opportunity to be a game changer. And I think both Pat and Brock are both game changers, and they make spectacular plays. And so I think it's just going to be exciting to see those guys battle it out come Sunday.
All right, who do you have in the game? And are you having a Super Bowl party?
Just keeping it low key. Really low key with some fam and friends, and so we're just keeping it low key. I think that's going wrong with the 49ers. I know it's hard to go against Mahomes because he's been there, but this 49ers team is just all over the board. They're loaded, and so that's who I'm rolling with. I'm rolling with the 49ers in this one.
First of all, Alex Highsmith is joining us. We were just commenting that I don't know how many people we have spoken to this week, last week, who you got, why, and you are the very first person who has chosen San Francisco. It's all the same reason. Now, I don't know how much you pay attention to things like point spreads, but even the people who make point spreads think this is going to be a close game. And literally everybody has said, I'm not going against Patrick Mahomes. every single human being has said that. So right now it's Alex Highsmith versus the world. If we rank the players on the offensive side of the ball, and maybe we'll leave the offensive line out of it because Trent Williams is a next level left tackle. But if you just looked at skill position, right, and I'll get your opinion on that too. Well, actually, look, since you said you jumped in there, what makes him so good?
Yeah, I think it's just his technique and just for how big he is and how strong and physical he is and how athletic he is for how big he is. I remember playing in week one, and that's the first time I played against him, and I know he's one of the best to ever play. He's best in the league right now, but he's a guy who's very technical with what he does with his sets and with his hands, and so he's definitely one of the best, probably the best that I've played.
I mean, he's just an incredible player. I think they've lost one game with him in the lineup. It was just the home game against Baltimore this year. That's the only game they lost when he played. They had a 3-game losing streak in the middle of the year. He wasn't there for any of those 3 games. But if you looked at the players, Mahomes is the best. And then the 49ers, in terms of skill position players, they might have 4 of the next 5 with McCaffrey and Ayuk and Kittle and Debo Samuel. I mean, they have so many, and Brock Purdy, they have so many good players.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I remember we were preparing for them week one, and the crazy thing is they had at every skill position, they had the number one guy for run after. So McCaffrey was the number one run after running back the year prior. Juszczyk was the number one fullback run after. Kittle was the number one tight end run after. And everyone knows Debo was the number one wide receiver run after. And so we got guys like that who were able to make plays after making catches and getting hit and being able to break tackles and stuff like that. It sets your offense up for a lot of success, and so having guys at every position like that definitely helps them to be the team they are for sure.
Alex Highsmith is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Pittsburgh Steelers linebacker. When you got drafted by Pittsburgh back, what was it, in 2019 or 2020? When you got to Pittsburgh and met Mike Tomlin, what was that like?
It was awesome. It was. I still remember the first interview I had with him. It was during COVID, so it was over a Zoom call.
Oh,
I was supposed to go there. I was pretty sure I was supposed to go there for like one of my visits, and the COVID canceled everything. Yeah. And so I remember having a Zoom call with him and Kevin Colbert, and that was just a crazy moment because I grew up a Panthers fan, but I've always respected Coach Tomlin, and like I said, he's always been one of my favorite coaches, and so just to be able to talk to him in that moment was pretty cool. And then hearing him on the phone when I got drafted was just so awesome, and it was really surreal, if I'm being honest. Just hearing his voice and saying, you want to be a Steeler, that was just I'll always remember that moment. And then meeting him for the first time as well, of course, it was awesome. But COVID, I didn't get to meet him until like July when camp started just because of COVID and stuff like that.
Right.
So, but I'm just blessed and grateful for the Steelers drafting me in the third round, taking a chance on me, and just being able to be here the past few years, and these next few years is just going to be amazing. And there's no other organization I want to play for.
Is the reality as good as the dream of playing for Mike Tomlin?
Absolutely. He's the guy that you want to run through a brick wall for. Every single, it's like every single speech he has, every single morning meeting, he's got something different to say, and it'll fire you up. And like I said, I feel like if we were on that episode of Hard Knocks and people were hearing his daily speeches, his daily talks, people would respect him in such more way. He's already highly respected and one of the most respected coaches to ever do it. But you know, he just really invests all he has into us, and that's why he's such a player's coach. And never met a player who's played for him that has not enjoyed playing for him. And so it just shows, just props to him of what type of coach that he is. That every single guy that I've known that has played for him has said nothing but high things about him. And so just blessed to play for him for sure.
Are you a Taylor Swift fan?
I mean, I do listen to some of her music. I mean, I did go to a concert, one of her concerts in Pittsburgh. So I would say that I wouldn't call myself a Swiftie, but I'd say I like some of her music.
All right. Well, all we're doing this week to annoy the people who are mad that she's getting all this screen time, all we're doing is bumping with Taylor Swift songs all week long. Like, I'm not a Swiftie either, but I mean, there's a lot of good songs.
Yeah, I mean, she got some hits. So can't deny that.
No, you can't. All right, tell me about what your foundation is. By the way, the second annual fundraiser golf tournament is March 25th. It's at Irish Creek Golf Club in Kannapolis. This is kind of, I mean, it's obviously closer to where you went to school. Tell me about what the foundation is trying to do.
Yeah, so the Alzheimer's Family Foundation, we created a couple years ago. Back in 21, and so basically involved in giving back to the youth, investing in the next generation in the Pittsburgh, Wilmington, and Charlotte areas, and those are really the main three areas we try to give back to and giving back to the youth and get back in the community. Because one, Pittsburgh, that's where I play right now. Wilmington, it's my hometown, where I was born and raised, and so I always want to make an impact here. And then Charlotte is where I went to school and where they're planning on living in the future. And so that's just the area that we want to kind of, that's what we're doing the golf tournament there. So we're trying to build a foundation and build a presence in Charlotte right now as well. So kind of having all those three areas. And so, but it's been a good, you know, first 2 years, the foundation doing different, done different youth camps back in Wilmington, doing different backpack giveaways and drives in the Pittsburgh area, different partnering with different organizations in Pittsburgh to do Thanksgiving events and Christmas giveaways. And so we're just blessed. And I know that the main reason I have this platform is that I'm blessed to be a blessing. And so I'm just so grateful just to be able to have this platform to do what I do. And so I know that we have a lot of things planned. Me and my wife and my dad, we just, kind of spearheading this thing and doing what we can to make an impact in the communities that we're in. And super grateful to be able to do that.
By the way, your dad and I are becoming besties. So
yeah.
for
he's listening right now.
I know. I believe. I know. He is. Is he a decent golfer?
Is he? I know he's listening to this right now. I'm all right. I'm like in that high 90s range.
That's fine.
But the thing is, like, I'm pretty solid when it comes to off the tee and getting landed up on the green. But my worst, if I can't putt to save my life, and my chipping's hit or miss. And so if I was able to putt, I could probably be close to the low 90s range and actually a decent golfer. So that's one thing I'm working on this off season in my game, is really just to up my putting in my short game, because once I get that down, I know I can be a much better golfer.
You're grinding in the off season to become a better golfer. Who's the best golf playing teammate of yours?
I'd probably say Patrick Peterson. He's elite.
Really?
Yeah, Patrick Peterson or Mitch is really good. Mitch Trubisky and
sure.
Chris Boswell is another really good one as well.
Kickers are all good.
Pat P's been doing it for a while, so he's really good.
You just called Patrick Peterson old. I just fanslated that, but that's cool. I mean, he's been around. He's been around a while.
He's a legend,
and it's still good. That's how you stay around for a long time. You can go to alexhighsmithfamilyfoundation.org, click on events, and register for the second annual fundraising golf tournament. It's Monday, March 25th at Irish Creek in Kannapolis. Enjoy your off season. Hopefully this goes well. We can talk again. And I want an update on your putting and chipping progress.
Hey, well, I'll have to give it to you, no doubt.
Hey, thank you very much, Alex. I appreciate your time. Enjoy the game, and thank you for picking the 49ers. You are the outlier.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Adam, for having me on.
You got it. Alex Highsmith here on the Adam Gold Show.